Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me today and letting me talk about a topic that is very close to my heart and one of WorkSkill Australia's core roles, getting people work. I'll be addressing this topic from the perspective of those in our community who are unskilled and semi-professionals, probably those in our community that don't choose the university path, and what are their prospects for a sustainable job and a standard of living that is beyond living from week to week. So what's going on in Western Australia at the moment? The good news is the unemployment rate is going down. So after a tough couple of years, we can actually see things starting to improve, which is fantastic. But when you unpack that a little bit more, there are still some real hot spots in the state. So we do know, and this is not a WA thing, but an Australia-wide thing, unskilled roles are shrinking due to automation, tech, disruption, all of those things, offshoring. Those who don't have the skills will find it harder and harder to get a job. The big elephant in the room is underemployment. It is on the rise. When the ABS count unemployment stats, if you've worked for 1 hour in the week, that counts as employed. So when you consider our unemployment stats, one needs to consider that. We have many in our community that are working casual jobs, probably 10 to 20 hours per week. You probably know some of these people. Not quite enough to live off, but not quite enough to get support through government employment programs or training. We also know that young people in particular are fairly impacted in Western Australia. The unemployment rate for 15 to 19 year olds is well over double that of the general unemployment rate. And the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence every year puts out their 20 hotspots for high youth unemployment. You have four in Western Australia and they're the regions up there on the slide. We also know a long-term unemployed person is classed as someone who's been looking for work for more than 12 months. And you can see there that the rise of that in WA has starting to outstrip that of the Australian rate. So that's the state of play. So what do we do about it? Having a look at that slide up there, that for every unskilled and semi-skilled job, about 15 people apply on average. We know 8 of those are current workers looking for a change. 4 are recently unemployed, so they've been unemployed for less than 3 months. We know 2 are young people who have just entered the job market, so they've just left school and looking for their first job. And 1 is a long-term unemployed person, so that of someone over 12 months unemployed. Our challenge at WorkSkill Australia and how we're funded by government is to get those 2 young people and that 1 long-term unemployed to the front of the queue, and that's tough. They have stronger resumes, they may not have gaps in their employment, they've got experience, and it is a real challenge, particularly for our young people, to get a foot in the door with that first job, particularly if they haven't chosen that university path. We also know those redundant workers that are sort of flooding the market are actually very skilled and they actually don't have as much difficulty finding jobs. But what they do is knock down the queue, the longer term unemployed and those young people. WorkSkill here in WA, we've actually currently got 20,000 people on our books looking for work just in Metro Perth and Geraldton. And we place about 2,000 every month, but it's growing. So we're still getting plenty of people coming through and we're one of many providers in Perth that are looking for people to get employment. So in terms of the jobs, probably want to draw your attention to the fact that we know the pay packet makes a difference when someone gets a job. It's probably the biggest thing. But there's more to it than the pay packet for our society. If you want to look at it in hard economic terms, that's great, but there's a whole lot of social benefits that go with people getting a job. Work is central to a resilient community and it has a knock-on effect for many other aspects across, you know, everything we do. The social and psychological benefits of work are sorely underestimated. Having routine, purpose, knowing you are valued enough to have a job, the social networks you make at work, your standing in the community, your role as a parent, can provide choices for your children. All of those things means having a job is a very important thing. It's a lot about self-identity, and it has a huge impact then on the general community in which we live. So having programs such as employment services, training programs, and all of those things helps get that labour market ready for those future job roles. So we know healthcare and social services are going to lead the pack over the next 5 years, and our challenge is getting those more traditional blue-collar workers ready for these new areas of growth. We know accommodation and food services is a big area, but that is often casual employment. And how do we ensure those with less qualifications can be successful in employment? In regional WA, we can actually see there's a lot of low-skilled jobs growth, predominantly with truck driving, earth-moving operators, admin roles, drillers and mining work. But I guess the challenge is how do we fill the gap? Apprenticeships and traineeships are probably the big factor here. What we've seen, though, over the last 10 years is a big reduction in the number of apprentices and trainees commencing in this state. I think a critical focus on this area would greatly improve. And you can already see up there many skill shortage areas already in all of those spaces. Getting the linkages right in that area would make great success. Just drawing your attention to this slide, you can have all the skills in the world, but when we routinely talk to employers, the thing that makes the difference is attitude to work. So the decision to hire someone is generally based on their perception of that person's work ethic, their willingness to put in for the business, to help out, to go the extra mile. And I guess in terms of a lot of our young people coming into the market, I can't stress enough how important work experience is, work tasters, and ensuring they get lots of those experiences, a part-time job, in preparing them for ongoing employment. So to end on a positive note, I just wanted to share a story of Greg, who's had in his mid-40s a customer of ours who lives in the northern suburbs of Perth. He's had a pretty limited work history, and in fact he hadn't actually worked for the last 6 years. He has a car, but he couldn't get it fixed because he couldn't afford to, and his big aspiration was just to get enough money to fix his car, not to get a job, just to get the car fixed. He wasn't even aspiring in that space. He attended a presentation from an employer who does meter reading. So they go around reading gas meters and electricity meters. And he jumped up in the middle of the session and said, "That's great, I'd love to do that. Here's my resume." The employer thought he was wonderful. He got an interview the next day, went through all the assessments and processes and won the gig. He loves this job. He's getting fit. He walks 20 kilometres a day to do his job. And he's as proud as punch and loves it. He's now mentoring some of his family members to get into this line of work, and we found the right match for him. So while we often talk about trying to get the labour market and the industries right, I think a lot of outside the square thinking is often very successful, and he can get some great wins like Greg. So thank you. That is the end of my spiel. In terms of the next speaker, I would like to introduce Anne Driscoll, who is the Director General of the Department of Training and Workforce Development for Western Australia. Thank you.